Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
She always had an interesting perspective on why the earth must be flat.
Oh. Hey, things got a little out of control last night, huh?
I didn't want to stay over, but yeah. I was so afraid, living on the edge.
I'm glad you did. So, want breakfast? Or I can make you something if you'd like.
Yeah, maybe if you can make me some chilaquiles and some pancakes, it'd be real nice.
Oh, wow, but what's that first thing? Some what?
Chilaquiles?
What is that?
Like, best I can describe is chips and eggs.
Oh, yeah, that should be pretty easy. I have some chips.
Yeah.
You made her some breakfast. And they had their first real conversation.
So what do you do? I know it's awkward to ask you this after everything that went down, but what do you do for?
I'm in geology.
Oh, geology! So studying of like rocks and formations and the nice round Earth. What? No rocks. Rocks and
another round Earth.
Excuse me?
Another round earther.
What?
I promised myself I wouldn't do this again.
What?
The earth is flat.
Flat?
When I was a little girl.
Yeah?
I watched my dog run away from me.
Okay.
And I just watched him for half an hour. He kept running. And that's how I know the world is flat.
Well, I'm sure the dog just kind of disappeared over the horizon.
No.
We'll put a pin in that. What kind of chips do I use for this?
Tortilla chips.
Oh, okay.
Tortilla chips and some red sauce. Mm.
So
what do you do?
I'm a doctor, medical doctor.
A medical doctor?
Yeah. You know, what's wrong with that?
Just a medical doctor who believes the world is round, I mean.
Yeah.
He's letting anyone into medical school these days, then.
Well, that actually, in the MCATs test that I had to take, that was the first question with
what is that? The MCAT? The MCAT? You have a pet?
No. If memory serves, that's the test that you're supposed to take in medical school.
I've never had a doctor that's ever mentioned an MCAT to me.
Well, I know this is personal, but what kind of doctor, where's your doctor?
It's a medical facility.
Building.
They have a lot of herbs. They have a lot of rosaries, things like the candles.
But also medicine, I assume.
Medicine man, yes. My doctor, medicine man, yes.
Wow. So what kind of eggs do I make with these? Over medium?
Over medium fried, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Let me just turn on the stove here. The oven.
Oh, there. Yeah. So let me hand you a match.
No, it's gas. So you can just use the, you just turn, what?
You're not going to make a small fire?
What? No, it's 2021. What?
I'm sorry. I'm just floored. You're a medicine man who's not making his fires for breakfast?
You know what? I don't know if this is going to... I'm married.
You're married?
Yeah.
I'm married, doctor. Doesn't believe the world's flat. Not again. This keeps happening to me. Can you believe it?
I have a confession to make. I'm not really married.
You're not married? You're just trying to get me out of your house?
Yeah, that's kind of the
I mean,
thing
I have some
here.
Intuition. I know you think I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Days later, they ran into each other on the street.
Taxi!
Richard? Oh, my God.
Oh.
I was walking down the street, and I saw your lab coat, and I was like, is that Richard, the doctor who believes the earth?
Yeah. Sorry, I really gotta get this cab. I have a surgery at 11 o'clock, so it's great to...
You're taking a cab. What are you doing in this part of town, in this neighborhood?
I was at the museum.
At the museum?
Yeah, the museum.
Before 11 a.m.?
Yeah. It's matinee prices this time of day.
Museums have matinees.
Yeah, usually it's $14 after 5 p.m., but before 5 p.m., it's $12.
$12.
I saved a couple bucks. Are you a member at this museum?
I was before,
Why'd you leave?
Because of some of the things that they were saying about the world, you know what I mean?
Oh, right. So yeah, the flat earth thing. Right.
I have a coupon. If you, I know that you're a doctor, but it looks like you're pretty thrifty, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And it's a coupon I have. It's nothing for...
What's it for?
The haircut.
Are you sure haircuts are okay with you? That's not too new age.
I mean, I would prefer if you grew it out and just dreaded it.
I got news for you, Elizabeth. You can't tell me what to do anymore.
You know what, Richard? I'm getting in your cab.
No.
This is my cab now. Taxi!
Their separate ways, but would they meet again? Maybe.
Probably not.
This is This American Laugh. I'm your host, Ari, along with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this week, Christine Medrano. This week, as always, we'll be using a random sentence generator to inspire a fully improvised show in three acts. This week's theme, disinformation. Sometimes people choose to accept reality, and sometimes they make up their own facts. Stay with us. Act 1. It turns out you don't need all that stuff you insisted you did.
Becky, why didn't we get a cart?
I told you, we don't need a cart. We're just going to get three things.
Yeah, you said three things, and now I have five things here. Do we really need all of this?
I mean, yes, one needs the other. We need the milk, the eggs, mm-hmm. the strawberries.
Okay, that's three.
The beer.
Okay,
but... You want to put back the beer?
No, let's put back the strawberries.
The strawberries?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, fine, we can put back the strawberries.
Okay, well, can you take them and bring them back there? I'll hold our place in line.
Get us a self-checkout.
The self-checkout. I always feel like I work here.
Okay, fine. I'll go get back the strawberries.
Okay, thank you.
Moments later.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got a second thing of strawberries, first
I know,
of all.
No, but then I got another thing of chocolate. We can make chocolate covered strawberries instead.
Yeah, I get it, but no, I wanted fewer things, please.
Okay, fine. I'll put back the strawberries and the chocolate, and I'll, you know what? Give me the beer. I'll put back the beer. We don't need, eggs, that's all, eggs and bread, that's all we need.
Okay.
All right.
I guess.
You stand in line.
Yes, I know. Hurry, because it's almost our turn.
Okay.
Moments later.
Don't hate me.
Okay, really. What? We already have a vacuum cleaner.
I know, but this one is detachable. It has a hose. Look. Oh my God.
Ours has a detachable hose, too.
I know, but I like this one more. It's red. Please.
Please, Becky, please. Can you put back the vacuum cleaner and the strawberries and the chocolate? Please. We have enough things here.
Okay,
we
don't fine.
Okay, thank you.
Let me put back the eggs, too.
Yeah, put back the eggs.
Some egg whites, yeah.
Moments later.
Oh! Please just let me adopt him!
Doesn't he have a parents?
I know, but he was wandering around and look. You don't have to carry the things. He can carry the things. He can carry the things for us.
My mom's gonna worry.
His mom's gonna worry.
Oh, I'm your mom now.
Jeffrey, excuse me. This is my son. What are you doing with my son?
It's my wife here.
I'm your wife. I'm his wife.
She's my wife. I'm very sorry. She has this thing where, like, she's an impulse buyer and apparently now an impulse kidnapper, and I'm very sorry.
Well, you're lucky that I don't speak to the authorities.
Speak to them.
Please don't. No, please don't.
You know,
Becky, what are you doing? No.
Officer.
No.
Officer.
What seems to be the problem here?
I was just shopping, and I noticed this unaccompanied minor, and I thought I would take him on, and I would take care of him. I mean, isn't that... We have no more laws in this land. I say he's my son.
Ma'am.
He's
ma'am,
my son.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am. I'm talking to her.
Yes?
Did you really leave your child unaccompanied?
What? Mm-hmm. Just for a moment, I just turned around for a second. Why am I the one who's at fault here?
More than a second.
I'm afraid we're going to have to take you downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I followed them to the precinct where the child's mother was being held.
I can't believe this is it.
I just got here, too.
When do I get my phone call?
Oh, there's no more phone calls anymore.
Why not?
We get one text. It has to be from a number you can remember.
Oh, what are you in for?
I left my mother's house unattended, and so now a new family lives there.
You're at fault?
I'm at fault. They arrested me.
They arrested me for leaving my son unattended, and somebody tried to kidnap him, and now we're here.
Now we're here?
This doesn't make any sense. Why are we...
And what's that fault?
We want our text.
We want our text.
What is going on in here?
First of all, we're confused as to why we are the ones who are considered at fault. And second, when do we get out of here? Come here. Lori.
Are you two? I will separate the two of you if you do not pull it together. Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand.
Do you understand?
I understand. Most of them are not supportive of the law.
We just don't understand why this is even happening.
I know.
It will all be made clear to you later.
Later?
Later? When?
Eventually.
What do you mean later?
All right, it's confession o'clock here.
Okay.
This is my first day.
Okay, that a lot of the...
I don't really have a solid grasp on the law, per se.
How did you become an officer? Did they just let anyone become an officer?
Well, you have to take this test called, the MCOPs.
MCOPs?
MCOPs?
Yeah, it's a test. I had no idea. They ask you a series of questions.
What are the series of questions?
The first question is, what shape is the Earth? And I answered correctly, which is
flat.
Flat. Everybody knows that. Really knows it's flat.
I know.
Yeah, I said flat. So
that was the only question.
That was the only question.
Oh,
and then
I'm
sorry. And then there was an essay, and it was, what would you do if somebody was a victim of a crime?
Yeah.
And I said I would find out why they put themselves in the position to be a victim of that crime.
Right.
Oh.
And I for some reason they hired me, I guess. So
when you explain it like that, I understand why I'm locked up now.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. Yeah. So do we get those texts or not?
Okay, I have another confession, Mark.
Okay, confession o'clock still happening.
Yes, it's a quarter after confession o'clock.
You're not really allowed to do the texting thing.
What
are you talking about?
Why did you tell me that?
Well, because you guys were both kind of making a big fuss when you got thrown in here.
Were you not supposed to make a big fuss when we've been arrested?
I was freaking out because first of all, I don't even know where my son is now.
Oh my God, right.
And second, in prison, jail.
How long are we going to be in here?
And you guys were doing that thing that you're doing right now with the talking.
Asking questions?
The whining and the complaining.
Oh.
So I just kind of threw whatever at the wall and I just said, hey, you can text somebody if you want to.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to do that.
What are we allowed? Okay, I'm going to ask to speak to your supervisor, officer.
Mm.
Is there a supervisor available? That would be amazing.
Okay, so looking at my watch here, it's about 25 after a confession o'clock here.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I'm in charge. I'm the supervisor. So,
we're already talking to the supervisor.
Whatever I say goes. So, there will be snacks later.
Okay.
Snacks.
Yeah, all right.
Snacks.
Okay, so, hey, bong, bong.
Ooh.
Bong. It's, that chime means it's confession 30.
Oh, there's no snacks, are there?
Nah, there's no snacks. You guys just seemed really bummed out by your circumstances, and I wanted to turn those frowns upside down, so I made up the thing about the snacks just now.
It worked momentarily. I was very excited about the snacks.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, this stinks. This whole thing.
Yeah, it's so horrible.
Bad.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
Days later, the court hearing.
I will be representing myself, Judge.
Yeah, and I will be representing myself too, I guess.
Yeah, no one was asked. Yeah, you've not been provided any.
Yeah, nobody. I saw that they were on a TV program.
Sure.
They were supposed to say you have a right to an attorney. Nobody really ever said any of that stuff to us. It just kind of...
Yeah.
All right, order.
Okay.
Both of y'all.
Oh.
Order.
Yes.
Order. Now, I'm looking over this case on the docket here. Well, you look at the time. It's confession o'clock.
Oh.
I don't really have much business doing this because I am not really a judge.
Did you take the M judges?
I took the M judge, which of course, as we all know, stands for Masters in Judicial
Unity.
Directly
gauging.
What was that last one?
Gauging.
Everybody, say it. M judges.
What were the questions?
The first question was, it's boilerplate. for tests of any nature, what shape is the oit?
And it's flat, as we all know. Flat bread.
Yes. And the second question was an essay, and it was, if you were a judge, would you like it or would you love it? And I wrote, I would love it so much. Oh, my goodness. And I wrote smiley faces on it.
Okay. Oh.
And I handed it in the paper to the guy, and he was like, I love those smiley faces you did there. And I was like, thank you, Mr. Governor. And he was like, so I guess you're a judge now. And I said, good, do I get a gavel? And he said, yep, here's a gavel.
Yeah, get the gavel?
And then he said, you can wear a robe, too.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And this is my foist case.
Oh.
And, long story short, yeah. Long story long.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Because I'm dragging it out real bad.
You took a test and.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
But you're loving it?
But I'm loving it.
I'm loving that you're loving
you
it.
Too.
I love
y'all
you.
Y'all two are real now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are we guilty?
Can we go?
I don't even know what the crime is. What are you being accused of?
Unaccompanied property.
Wow. That sounds serious.
It's a little made up. Yeah. I know. So I just walk on out of here, right?
What are you accused of? Yeah.
Well, it's right there on the docket.
Let's see. Leave on an unaccompanied minor and then somebody tried to kidnap your child.
Yeah.
Where is the child present?
No, I have no idea where my son is.
Oh, I was probably going to get him to testify or something. No. I don't know. I've looked over this case here, and I'm in the mood for a snack. Who wants a snack?
I would love it.
Everybody gets a snack.
Snack o'clock.
All right, I find y'all guilty of having snacks in a second.
All right.
Court is dismissed. Wait, what?
Are we guilty?
Oh, shit. Oh, will the court reporter please read back everything that I said just a minute ago?
Guilty of snacks.
No, before that.
Oh, I wasn't typing.
Well, why not?
I was looking up how to take the M judges.
Oh, really? Why?
I'm thinking about becoming a judge.
Well, it's hard.
Oh, I heard.
The test is real hard.
I think the earth is kind of a little curved.
Whoa, what? Whoa, everybody stop.
Oh.
Everybody be quiet. Quiet, everybody. You,
court
reporter, I find you guilty of the most heinous crime of all in history of mankind. Thinking that the oit is not flat as a crepe.
I just meant flat, but kind of curved.
No. Never in all my minutes of being a judge have I heard such. You're guilty. Go get out.
Do I get snack?
Take a snack on your way out to the jail.
Thank you.
Bailiff, take this woman away. Get out of my sight.
Oh, snacks are good, though.
Oh, good.
Granola.
Now, where was I? I'm in a terrible mood now. If I find y'all guilty of doing whatever, your sentence is y'all know how to type.
I took a stenography class.
I took the M types.
Okay, well, y'all two are going to tag team being the court reporter from now on.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2. The interview. Let's get to know this week's special guest contributor, Christine Medrano. Christine, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, I've been listening so long.
Really?
Yeah, long time listener, first time guest.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
What was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode was the one about the sandwiches. I love sandwiches and love soup. And those episodes that you did about sandwiches and soup, wow, my heart.
I remember that episode about the sandwiches.
Yeah.
I think that was the one where we went to the
sour bread factory.
The sour bread. Yeah, the sour bread. Yeah.
Or bakery, I guess, not a factory.
Yeah, the factory. No, it was. You were right the first time.
Oh, sorry.
It was the factory.
Yeah.
It was the sour bread factory.
Sourdough bread factory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have that in our archives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's hear that clip of that episode now.
This factory been in my family for 25 years. We make bread.
Uh-huh.
Sour bread.
It's. I can smell it.
Yes.
It smells sour.
Yes, very sour. We take dough, we mix in sour things. You know why?
Texture. Flavor.
For flavor.
For flavor.
No, but you know why we make it so unpleasant to eat? Because why should anyone get to enjoy the fruits of my labor?
Ooh.
I put my blood and sweat into making this bread. And what? So you can chew on the bread and smile? No. So that's why. Punishment. To the consumer for letting me toil away making the bread.
We continued the tour of the factory.
And so with your bread bowls.
Yes.
You've said that they are the most painful for you to make.
They are the difficult. That's why I
scoop out.
Yeah, scoop out. I make it into bowl shape. But you know what my secret ingredient is for bread bowl? Glass bits. Tiny bits of glass. You know why?
To make them suffer more?
To make them suffer so they think they're eating delicious bread bowl. They take bite, their gums, they bleed. Because why should they not bleed and suffer like I did when they make bread?
The kneading. The kneading. It hurts your fists. You bleed into it.
Yes, and over here you see these are bread sticks. Very sour.
Oh.
Very sour. Glass inside. But guess what else?
What?
Guess. Take a guess.
Screws.
How did you know? Have you been? Did you take the tour of this already? Have you already taken the tour of this bread?
I've taken. This is not my first sourdough bread factory that I've been to.
Well, how did you know then? Yes, screws, tiny screws. Phillips head screws that I put into the bread sticks. And so you know why? You know why I do this?
To make them suffer?
Yes, but also screws are surprisingly tasty when you eat them. Yes,
okay.
Have you ever eaten a screw?
I've tasted one of your bread bowls that did have it.
Yes. Was it good?
Yeah, it's kind of like the penniness of it kind of really added a different flavor that I wasn't expecting to hit my tongue.
Yes, it's not bad.
It's like putting salt on chocolate, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very different.
Pretty good, but not too good, right?
No, you wipe that smile off of your face right now. Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, there's a gift shop over here. We sell bread and t-shirts.
You validate parking?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, wow.
Wow, that was cool.
That was
a good episode.
Yeah.
We won awards for that one.
I mean, that makes sense to me. You were able to kind of get the strife of what it is to live.
Yeah.
So what do you do for a living? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I do stand up. I got really into skateboarding over quarantine.
Really?
I went skating this morning. It's all I do now. I'm sure everyone's so tired of me hearing me talk about it. But when you get a hobby that you really like, it's like falling in love. That's so cheesy to say. I'm going to stab myself in the neck. True.
Had you skateboarded before?
Not really. I've cruised around. I had boards and tried to learn, but never really.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I also do a monthly show over at the Elysian Theater. It's a comedy stand-up show. It's a stand-up show. Good old stand-up, you know? Mm. Yeah. Doing indoor shows, though, it's still weird.
Yeah. What's that like? Are all the audience, I suppose, is masked up?
We had our entire audience was masked except for one person.
Mm. Did you throw him out?
Yeah, we could just see him. I was kind of peeking and all the comics kept talking to him. So it's weird. It's kind of put your mask on. Everyone around you. What makes you think that you can get away with it? I don't know.
Did he end up putting it back on?
No. The entire show and every single comic was no mask. All right.
Wow.
And he still would just be yeah.
So what made you decide to pursue a career in comedy?
I had a teacher tell me when I was 13 that I should try stand-up. My grade 8 drama teacher, Mr. Bohemier. And then it kind of planted a seed. And then many years later, I kind of was I was doing acting and stuff. And I wanted to try stand-up. I always thought about trying stand-up, but it really intimidated me. And then one day I was just I had a breakup. And then I started doing stand-up. And then I've just been doing it ever since. And I love it so much.
You know, we actually have, when you were 13, we have that
drama teacher.
That drama teacher.
Oh, Mr. Bohemier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Mr. Bohemier, Mr. B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have when he encouraged you to do that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Let's check the archives for that.
class, before we get started, I just want to take a second to shine a light on a shining light. The star student who's going to go places, Christine.
Oh, wow.
My favorite student. The best student.
Oh.
Every other kid should be jealous of you.
Stop.
I'm serious. You're the best one.
I'm the best one?
You're the best student.
Oh, my God.
All these other students, pardon my French, you're all dog shit compared to Christine.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I'm really going to go places.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Are these other kids?
Hell yeah.
Nowhere. Nothing. Useless. Useless children. Mm. But you, Christine.
Ah!
You've got it going.
Yeah, Mr. B. How long is this going to last?
Until I am done completely and thoroughly driving home the fact that the rest of you, especially you, Ethan, garbage. Christine?
Oh.
Christine? Christine, stand up on that. Okay. Stand on that milk crate. I want you higher than everybody else.
All right, I'm standing.
Look. The best.
Oh.
We all kneel before you.
Should I tell a joke up here?
Yeah, why don't you start us off with a joke?
Okay.
Can you tell one about Ethan? About how dumb he is? Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it. Everyone shut up. Christine's talking. Shut up.
Ethan.
Yeah?
You're so dumb. I wish I could put you in a locker.
What?
So that way you could know how it feels to be bullied.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Do you have a tight five on Ethan?
I do. I can.
Do you?
I can. I can work on it. Workshop.
Yeah, workshop 5 minutes on Ethan. He sucks.
Wow. That was...
Yeah, you know.
That teacher really supported you.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a stand-up so much as it was tag team bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to Ethan. You know, we actually have
Ethan. You have? Yeah.
We actually have Ethan. We have what happened to him in the archives.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
This better be the funniest stand-up show I've ever seen. Oh, notice everybody's wearing a mask. Not me.
Listen, Ethan, we didn't ask you to come. Put your mask on, Ethan.
Oh, you recognized me.
Yeah, because I can see your full face.
Boo.
Listen.
Boo.
I was young.
Oh, yeah?
But I wasn't wrong.
Boo.
I mean, look at what you're doing.
And I didn't turn off or silence my phone either. And I am going to leave a Yelp review on the Elysian Theater's site and says, wow, the food was good. I'm typing.
There was no food here. There's just drinks. We just have drinks and snacks.
Delete.
Okay, I shouldn't have been helping you.
Snacks and drinks were excellent.
Okay.
But,
however,
Ethan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This quote stand-up comedian.
Wow.
Christine, I think her dumb name was.
You know my name.
What?
You follow me on social media and you like every post.
First of all, no one was wearing masks.
You're the only one not wearing a mask.
And Mr. B and Christine ganged up on me.
I'm sorry, Ethan. Is that what you want? I'm sorry, okay? You're not a stupid, dumb idiot, even though you are a stupid, dumb idiot. Is that what you came here for?
It's all I've ever wanted.
Wow, that was really something.
Yeah. For show, yeah, wild.
What are you working on right now?
Right now.
Besides skateboarding,
I'm trying to think. Nothing. I did just do a character on Bob's Burgers.
Ooh.
That aired on Sunday, but besides that, just stand up, just doing shows around LA. Nothing particular that I'm working on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our special guest contributor, Christine Medrano, coming up. Act 3, but first, a few words from our sponsors. Stay with us. Act 3. Cynthia realized the only way to get into heaven was to cheat.
Mom.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be okay. Just hold on.
I don't know, honey.
Just hold on for...
I don't know. I have a lot of things I don't need to say.
Oh, well...
Confession o'clock.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, but don't get yourself all worked up.
Okay.
You need your strength.
I need my strength, I know.
Okay.
But I need you to know that I killed a man.
Oh, what?
And that you're not my child.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay.
No.
Woo. What a relief. Woo.
Wait.
Off my chest. Thank you for letting me say that.
You killed... I'm not your... Mom.
Again.
What?
I know.
Well, whose kid am I? What?
You're the child of the person who I killed. I was touring a sour bread dough factory.
Okay.
And the man, he had put something in my bread.
What? The man put something in your bread?
The baker. I'm assuming that's what you call it. A person who works. Yeah,
the man. The factory bread man.
This factory bread man.
Yeah, no, that's called the factory. The factory bread man did what? He put something in your bread.
He had put glass in my bread. And then I found it. And then I fed it to him. And that killed him.
And then what?
And then I took you. I just ran. I started a whole new life.
I managed to get my hands on some old footage from the bread factory.
And here you go, and you have free sample.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Father, is it almost time to go home?
No, I'm giving sample to a possible customer. What?
There's glass in this.
Yes.
Why did you try eating it?
No, what?
You!
No, yeah. I would never. No!
Yeah.
Father? Father, you killed my father. Why you do this?
I'm sorry.
But why?
To teach you.
To teach who?
To teach you both.
To teach me both? Wait, what were you supposed to have been teaching me?
That life is hard sometimes.
And
that I'm your mother now.
So you killed... Hey, back up.
Yeah.
So you killed my father to teach him. First of all, he gave you a beautiful tour of our Irish bread factory.
Stunning.
Yes.
Gilded gold.
And he give you a free sample of bread.
Yes.
You return favor by killing him with his own bread. And now suddenly I'm just supposed to be okay with your being my mother now?
I know. I'm asking you to do a lot of emotional processing very quickly.
How do you know I do not already have a mother and she would be my de facto parent?
I know. That's how it seems like it would work.
You didn't kill both of my parents. You only killed one of them.
Yes, and I'm also assuming you were a family.
Who's to say I wouldn't call the authorities and finger you and say you this no.
Okay, yes,
come on, clean it up now. This is bread factory sanitary. Keep it clean.
Days later, the court hearing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I, the plaintiff, chose to represent myself. The defendant...
Oh, I will also be representing myself.
Yes. The defendant thinks she can just waltz into her bread factory, murder my father, kidnap...
Yourself.
Yes, thank you. And somehow get away with it, and I am her, now her child. This is no. We do not do this. Now, I throw me at mercy of, I don't know, this is my first day being child lawyer. I took the M lawyer, and the only thing that all I had to do was just answer one question about the shape of the earth, and they wrote it
flat.
And then I had to do a hand turkey for the essay because I'm too young to actually write.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Your Honor, I move that this terrible woman be put in jail for the rest of her days.
Looking over the evidence here, keep in mind this is only my second day of being a judge.
Oh. You look like you love it.
Yeah, you know, I don't... I gotta tell you, the only thing I love about it is the snacks.
Mm.
But I'm giving most of those away to defendants. All my court reporters keep quitting. Regardless, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do here. I'm not sure what the precedent is. So I'm just gonna go ahead and say I find the defendant not guilty.
Oh,
you're not guilty.
Yay.
You didn't do anything. Matter of fact, I don't really like the cut of your jib, young man.
What is this?
So I sentence you to be raised by this woman and somehow miraculously completely change your accent when you grow up.
Okay, well, I don't know if this will really work out, but I can try.
Epilogue.
And that's what happened?
Yes. You don't remember it because you were too young, but I'm glad I had those archives of it.
Well, everything I thought I knew was a complete lie. Next thing I know, you're going to tell me that the earth is flat or something.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. No.
The earth is, in fact.
No.
Roll a penny down a highway in any street and it will keep on rolling.
Oh, this is going to be happening.
It's flat.
No! This is the worst day of my life. Oh, hey, the accent is back. Came back.
For producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Christine Medrano, I'm your host, Ari, and this was This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with three H's. That's American Laugh with three H's.